Not for the first time, an argument had broken out over breakfast at No. 4 Privet Drive. Mr. Vernon Dursley had been woken in the early hours of the morning by a loud, hooting noise from his nephew Harry's room. "Third time this week," he roared across the table. "If you can't control that owl, it'll have to go." Harry tried yet again to explain. "She's bored," he said. "She's used to flying around outside. If I could just let her out at night." "Do I look stupid?" snarled Uncle Vernon, a bit of fried egg dangling from his bushy moustache. "I know what'll happen if the owl's let out." He exchanged dark looks with his wife, Petunia. Harry tried to argue back, but his words were drowned by a long, loud belch from the Dursley's son, Dudley.
"I want my bacon."
"There's more in the frying pan, sweetums," said Petunia, turning misty eyes on her massive son. "We must feed you up while we've got the chance. I don't like the sound of that school food."
"Nonsense, Petunia. I never went hungry when I was at Smeltings," said Uncle Vernon heartily. "Dudley gets enough, don't you, son?"
Dudley, who was so large his bottom drooped over either side of the kitchen chair, grinned and turned to Harry.
"Pass the frying pan."
"You've forgotten the magic word," said Harry irritably. The effect of this simple sentence on the rest of the family was incredible. Dudley gasped and fell off his chair with a crash that shook the whole kitchen. Mrs. Dursley gave a small scream and clapped her hands to her mouth. Mr. Dursley jumped to his feet, veins throbbing in his temples.